This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. We just talked about the high price of oil, more than $130 a barrel. So some owners of SUVs, well, they're having second thoughts. They're trying to get rid of them.
Right. Well, good luck with that. It's tough to unload a gas guzzler these days because there's a glut on the market, too few buyers. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
2 years ago, Aaron Van Reenen bought a used mid-sized SUV. He wanted the power of a V8 engine to pull his boat. But now he wants to swap his SUV for something smaller and more fuel efficient.
And here we are at my Lincoln Aviator. So I'm popping in and closing the door.
Van Reenen has been trying to sell this luxury sport utility for weeks. It looks practically brand new and has lots of bells and whistles. In the beginning, he says, there was a fair amount of interest, but not anymore.
It's kind of a unique car. You know, for the right person, it's the perfect car. For everybody else, it's still a gas-guzzling SUV.
Beyond the price of gasoline and concern for the environment, the housing slump has meant that many construction workers are no longer buying SUVs and pickups. What's more, there's a trend toward so-called crossover vehicles, which offer SUV features, but on a car chassis, with better gas mileage. Van Reenen considered using his SUV as a trade-in and went to a couple of dealers. What he heard wasn't encouraging.
They all pretty much told me that right now with the SUV market the way it is, the trade-in value they're going to be able to give me is probably going to be, you know, $5,000 less than maybe what I want to get out of the car. And so if I do choose to trade it in just to get out of the situation, I'm probably looking at taking about a $5,000 hit.
In other words, he would get $5,000 less than he owes on the vehicle. In automobile loan parlance, it's called an upside-down loan.
It's no different, really, than the subprime thing with the homes. When the land values drop, it puts people in a negative equity position. And with a car, it's the same exact thing.
That's Mike Levine, general manager of the Honda Auto Center in Bellevue, Washington, one of the largest Honda dealers in the Pacific Northwest. He says in the past 90 days, the number of customers with negative equity in their SUVs has shot up markedly, the result of a kind of chain reaction.
We saw our used car market changed dramatically, where customers just weren't buying that higher-end used vehicle nearly as much. And real quick, what that did was back up all the dealers with inventory. The dealers stopped buying the inventory, the values dropped, and kind of a free fall.
He adds it's hard to look a customer in the eye and tell him that although he owes $26,000, the dealership can offer only $14,000 on a trade-in, because that's all it can sell it for in the current climate. According to CNW Marketing Research, nationwide in the month of April, the average used SUV took more than 66 days to sell versus 48 days a year ago. Tom Webb, chief economist at Manheim Corporation, which operates the nation's largest wholesale auctions of used cars, says he doesn't think the SUV market has hit bottom.
It looked like in April that in terms of the full-size SUVs, that the prices were starting to bottom out, that the market was starting to clear. But so far in the first 10 days of May, it wasn't good.
Prices for full-sized SUVs were still going down. Meanwhile, prices for compacts were up. In the current environment, those who want to buy a used sport utility may be in luck. Stanley Ng of Toyota of Bellevue points to the large collection of used SUVs on the lot. Lexus, Jeep Cherokees, Ford Explorers, and just about everything else.
Right now, if you were a motivated buyer for a SUV, I think the management will do whatever it takes to sell you a car. You know, it's definitely a buyer's market.
On the other hand, if you're interested in a fuel-efficient Toyota Prius, you may not find one here. And if you want to buy a new Prius, you may have to put your name on a waiting list. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.